the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige. What's up?
Oh, begin with this. Former Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright will be sentenced today.
Chuck!
Yeah, man.
Two conspiracy charges for wire fraud and stealing from programs receiving federal funds.
I saw he paid some money back, so there's a start, you know. A lot of people would vote him back in, I saw, too, based on social media.
Yeah.
They miss old Chuck. I never lived in Spartanburg County, so I don't know if how good or bad it was.
Yeah.
So yeah. The judge will determine how many years he will serve in prison.
Well, I don't think, will he serve time? I would say no.
I mean, he was nice to me, but, you know, was he of sound mind? I don't know.
He was nice to me, but I was presenting him with an award at the Spartanburg Auditorium.
Yeah.
He also let me hold his gun one time.
God, I know. It was good. It had his name on it.
It was
kind of cool.
He had the coolest sheriff gun ever.
Really?
Yeah, man. That was badass.
Yeah. I like the guy. It's hard. If I like you, I can overlook a lot of your shortcomings, to be honest with you.
Well, you also didn't, trust me. You know as well as I know. Sometimes people get into some stuff and you're not aware until, you know, they take a shower and you go through their phone.
Then you find
out.
You never know.
Like you see that all the time. If you had told me that he was plotting to do this, I would have said you're crazy. Like no one ever. The people you think are the ones that are going to write a manifesto and blow up the world are really just introverts and they don't like people. You know, it's usually the ones that are, it's very, very strange.
It was really a surprise. I don't know what a Benvenuto's fund is, but when he started stealing from that, they said, I was like, okay, there might be some issues here.
I believe she races in ARCA. Bianca Bustamante.
I mean, like, he can't be a sheriff anymore, right? So, I mean, that's a big.
No.
No, but as you were saying, he certainly has.
So that's a big punishment right there.
He has a lot of people online that were saying, you know what, if he pays it back, let him come back and be sheriff again. And you know,
I say he was good at keeping a presence,
but how are you going to be authoritarian if you break the law yourself?
That's what some people are saying, like, you know,
would you trust him?
It's like what's the saying,
not with my debit card,
the goose knows what the gander doesn't, or one in the head's worth two in the ass.
I don't know.
Something like that. They were saying, how could you enforce it and not follow it?
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you this. I would never, you know, speculation is speculation. I've read tons of comments and stuff. And have I talked to him? No. When somebody, what do you say? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you say? So, a lot of people say,
you say why?
I'll just say this. I say if I had a son, I would never let him work with me. That's what I would say. Because whether you are or are not showing any kind of favor, it looks that way. And you're just going to run into it. That is not.
Yeah, it's a good rule of thumb.
I'm just saying I think that's where all the chatter came from. And from what I've heard, and that's from no specific person, it's just like that's when things,
well, people talk, you know.
I mean, but here's the thing, it's like, well, so you knew this all along
and nobody said
but
anything.
You didn't say anything until you got mad about this, perhaps. Again, reading comments, and I don't know crap. I have not spoken to the man in 5-6 years probably.
Oh, I'd like to talk to him now, to be honest with you, if he wants to come in and
get his side of the story.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, but, you know, he's advised not to talk, and I understand that, too.
The no-show jobs, you know, stuff like that. Look, doesn't excuse it, but it could have been a lot worse, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been covering up, like, could have been doctoring evidence, you know, covering up crimes.
Doctoring evidence, like, you know, was it Alabama years ago where they, inmates or whatever, that they ended up dying
as a result of too much brutality or whatever, they just went and buried the bodies behind the jail and didn't, like, they escaped or what? This was years ago.
Oh, did you hear what they said about Buford Pusser? The Rock played him in Walking Tall.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The real cop. They say he might have killed his wife, or he might have killed somebody. They went back to examine it. Like, hey, this might not have been the best.
He wasn't.
Am I saying his name wrong?
Pusser.
Is it Pusser?
Pusser.
Okay.
Pusser.
Is it Poussoir?
That's not the pussy.
You would know more than I would about that.
Which I think confused with Octo Mom.
Thank you.
Anyone else do that? Do you think like Octo Mom was a character in James Bond?
Yeah, like
should have been.
Who is this Octo Mom? Octo Mom.
Have they ever reversed that? Oh my God! There comes.
She's the sister of Octopussy. It's Octo Mom. I remember
that's
him.
That's awful.
I am Octo Wang.
Oh God! There comes all the women calling you up now.
Good Lord!
I have to fight the Octo Mom. Be careful, Bond. She hung out with Octopussy.
Hey, Bond.
She did.
But he turned him into Fred Flintstone.
Be careful, Bond. Octomom used to hang out with Octopussy.
She told me, Fred.
Get your feet in the
Fred.
Car.
So she was playing bridge with Wilma. And what's my wife's name again? Danny?
Fred. Betty. Betty, call him Octopussy, Fred.
I'll get my son to beat the hell out of you. He's
don't worry about it, Bond.
Your Fred Flintstone sounds like Artie Lang.
Fire! God dang it.
Oh, man. Oh,
Bond, don't worry about it, Bond.
I hope Hendrix isn't listening today because you guys are having fun in there. You're not getting a raise.
What a show. Oh, my goodness. This may get you excited. You ready?
Yes.
Pringles will be selling flavored hot dog buns. And Pringles cans.
Why don't they make a chip that doesn't taste like a butt circle? Let's start there.
Let's begin, shall we? So they announced that they'll be selling this thing, flavored hot dog buns, and the buns will have the flavors of their chips. So I guess you're tapping out on that.
I tell you what, when I was a kid, Pringles were like, you know, when you're in high school and the rich kids had like Toblerone candy.
Oh yeah, and they wore Tommy too.
Yeah,
Nautica.
I never had Pringles as a kid, and I wanted them because, like, they were cool. They were in a can. This is before they even made the short cans. Like, this is regular talking.
What'd you get, potato sticks?
It was like I got just regular potato sticks. Those
Pringles were good.
We'd get them from the second hand, not second hand, the what was the potato chip place over on Poinsett?
I know what you're talking about because the bakery used to be not too far from it.
Dolly Madison. We were there for snack cakes.
Cheap pound cakes. Oh, so you got like Oots or Wise.
Something like that.
The knockoff.
Some kind of low brand or whatever. And I guess they made them around here, so they were real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretzels.
I ate doo-doo food, man.
Oh.
I mean, we just
doo-doo food.
Yeah. I ate a lot of it, too. I really did.
A lot of
snacker.
Doo-doo food.
Yeah.
That's why they had to hide things in the refrigerator.
Yeah, but so...
Because they hid the good stuff
but
from you.
Pringles, I mean, that was like I didn't have Pringles. I didn't have MTV.
You didn't have nuts in a jar?
He had them on his... Oh, I can't say that.
On my chin.
Dang it. Not in the jar.
I said, hell no, bitch. That would be a... You remember that one, Paige? It's your favorite Snoop Dogg.
I don't know why I said a jar. Forgive me for that.
Which rappers would bring back skits in between
God,
songs? That was fun.
Was Eminem the last one to do it?
I don't know. I'm sure some of them do it now, but it's just a bunch of like.
Like, come on. That's how we knew who old Rosenberg was. Who was the guy from
Jeff
the Eminem?
Rosenberg.
Yeah, one of those.
W balls, W balls, W balls.
So these things are called Pringles Pop Dog Buns, and they're coming out in a limited edition line. Of potato-based hot dog buns infused with three flavors, sour cream and onion, barbecue, and honey mustard.
Oh, it is going to be a fart chip. Just call it that.
God.
Hey, Bond, they got fart chips. You want to eat one? Yeah.
Did you know that strawberry yogurt gives you crazy gas?
No.
No, what
it
is
does.
It?
Why I don't know it? Why. It's something in the...
Is this another Jamie Lee Curtis commercial you saw?
No. It's no, like, I'm talking about, like, Yogurt Mountain kind of thing.
Oh, that's not a gay bar, by the way.
No, it's not.
It's an actual yogurt place.
Is it? Oh. Yeah, sounds good.
I went there.
Almighty. Somebody's been on the bench a little too long, you know what I'm saying? Somebody wants to grab a bat and get
it. I like frozen some yogurt. This week.
She does.
I'm sorry. I think it's yummy.
God. There comes all the dudes. They're calling in right now.
Not what are you one, talking about?
But the old one, though, I'd go in there and I'd be like, you're old liars.
You're liars.
They're like, what? I'm like, this cannot be yogurt.
I know. They walked in like, oh, this is not what I thought it
this
was.
This can't be yogurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the country's best yogurt. Like, yeah. Which one did you hear? Is that a Mandela effect?
What was it?
I thought it was this can't be yogurt.
But, is that what it was?
But was it this country's best yogurt?
Was it purple-headed yogurt mountain and I got them mixed up?
No, man, no. They sell that at Adam and Eve. That sounds that's for.
Do they call you yogurt slingers if you work in yogurt mountain?
Probably so. The same way the guy who... does shipping and receiving at the fudge factory.
He's a fudge packer.
He is all day
fudge
long.
Packer.
Yeah.
Actually, they just watch you at Yogurt Mountain, right? You got to fill up the cup. They just weigh it.
Well, there are, and then the one guy that he works at the peanut factory, you know, for good luck, they gives each jar a kiss as they go out the door. He's a goober smoocher. I mean, he really is by trade. Mm. That's what he does.
Jar of goobers.
Yeah.
On page and those your eyes got to
well, and then we know the other guy that owns the styrofoam factory. What he does is there's, and this isn't to laugh about, Paige.
I'm not.
You know how you are about
serious.
About cancer.
I'm silly. Stop.
A lot of people lose their hair and they have to wear wigs and they have nothing to put them on. So he owns a styrofoam company and he makes these little, you know, would look to be the from the neck up of a person. So literally, he donates them to charities. So literally,
nice guy.
For a job, he gives head.
Beautiful.
Isn't it wonderful?
I love it.
It's wonderful.
Stop it. She's going to look into that now. Does he need help? She said.
Yeah.
The hand center is hiring.
Okay.
Yeah.
The hand center is
seriously,
hiring.
Don't be a bitch right now. We're trying to be serious, Paige.
I'm trying. I can't help it. Just a bitch. I'm Paige in this guy's headlines.
Trying to talk about the hand center.
God. The hand center, Paige. They're hiring. Yeah. Jobs are available at the hand center. All right, good morning, everyone.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Well, yeah, surely you know the band by now.
You were looking at... Oh, man, wrong part. Damn it. Sawyer Brown.
Yep.
You bent over. So I saw Sawyer Brown.
Kick it up!
Well, I ain't white trash, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too. Some dudes don't like boys like me.
Oh, but some girls do.
Some girls do. You know, they got... That's
a wild song.
My daddy loved the show Star Search with Ed McMahon.
You're fired. I haven't seen it since they brought it back.
Scott Page, make Ed McMahon walk out and fire Stone Cold. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
He walks out, Ed McMahon, he's got a big check. He hits Hulk Hogan over the head or whatever.
What? Okay.
I don't know if I can do this.
She'll do it too. Any opportunity, she can make a picture.
She reached right for that phone.
She loves it.
We'd watch Star Search, and Sawyer Brown was on there, and my daddy says, Matthew, mark it down in your book. They are going to be big one day. Mark it down.
He was right.
He said the same thing about, dang it, now I can't remember their names.
Who is Ed McMahon firing?
Stone Cold.
Oh, Stone Cold.
Okay. Stunning Steve Austin.
Hell, he's probably devil damning me from heaven right now. Come on, Paige. Crossfade.
Oh, yeah.
My daddy discovered Crossfade. He really did.
They were in the yard party, right?
They were in the yard party, and my dad, through his company, knew one of their cousins because Ed worked as a bartender in Wild Wing of Columbia. And my daddy gave me a copy of the CD, and I gave the CD to Mark Hendricks. And then next thing you know...
What is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crossfade.
Hendrix probably gets 10% off all their earnings. Me and my daddy didn't get nothing.
Well, you got to be in the number one club to get that.
I know. By the way, this is, I went down a rabbit hole during that break right there. So I was trying to figure out what was the potato chip company that we would go buy their seconds from or whatever when I was a kid. I couldn't find that, but what I did find is this. Greenville's potato chip scene was defined by the legacy of Herman Lay. Lay's Potato Chips, already a national corporation, Lay started his career in Greenville, South Carolina, selling peanuts and peanuts.
Oh,
T on the end. I saw you lick your lips. Peanuts, running a Pepsi stand and delivering newspapers for the Greenville News.
And Pepsi was definitely born here.
Yeah, wow. Who knew?
Dude, put that up there with Einstein's grandson being buried in town.
Yeah, Einstein went there like a couple times. Okay, big deal.
God,
I sat in a booth in Boston, Franklin, or Benjamin Franklin ate fish and chips at one time. How about that? We both farted in the same spot, Paige.
Oh, I'm about to rip one. Hang on.
All right.
Dang it, man. That's just a cool little factoid.
So many, like, they get on the few things and harp on them around here. You know, Shoeless Joe Jackson, which finally getting his just due. Going
from easily.
His first baseball card came out this year.
Couldn't read.
I mean, finally get some.
Hot liquor, but couldn't read.
Yeah, Joanne Woodward. She went to Greenville High School. What does everybody say about her? She's married to Paul Newman. Don't talk about her career.
She was a nice lady.
Yeah.
Don't they have her award at the...
They have an Oscar.
Yeah, at the high school, right?
They do.
Many others.
I believe you on that one. Not like when you said you claimed to see Ric Flair and Red Lobster with a...
Hand of God, yeah. That's true.
Ricky Steamboat.
I mean, many say maybe you were in a sugar coma and you were just seeing things. Oh, wait a minute. Pages. Can I zoom in with my fingers? Yeah. God, that's crazy.
No way they were buddies after that trilogy of matches.
You have a knack at that. You really do.
I don't know
how she does.
How can you use Stone Cold, but you can't use
Disney stuff? Is like the AI knows not to F with Disney. Like they can't mess with it. Disney, no.
Like I can't tell you to make like a gay Rambo or something. It's not going to let you use the template. But you can like manipulate Stone Cold.
Speaking of that, hold on.
She does it so quickly, too.
I printed
adverb.
Out something.
Quickly.
Oh, okay. Do you know who Tilly Norwood is? Tilly Norwood. Have you heard the name?
Tilly Norwood. Yes, I have heard the name.
I've heard the name. I don't know why I've heard the name.
Tilly the Exterminator? Is that what I'm thinking of?
That's Billy. Tilly Norwood.
God, for real. I know it from.
An AI actress who's set to make her feature film debut in a real, legit feature film coming to theaters called Misaligned.
Well, look. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Look at the AI Val Kilmer that they've got. It looks just like him when he was. It looks like 90s Val Kilmer. Now they're going to age him throughout the movie, but you can't tell that's AI. And he's dead. We know he's dead.
You know, that part of the charm of a movie, with that specifically, before we get into Tilly, is that I don't remember what Robert De Niro's put out some real stinkers. I mean, he's put out some of the greatest movies, but some of the worst. And this was one of the worst ones. And this was like maybe 5-7 years ago, so he was still old. But they did a flashback scene when he was in his 20s. And it was still him, but they just tried to change his clothes and his hair was a little thicker. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I know this is a movie. And I know, like, I'm suspending my disbelief, but I'm also kind of thinking this is kind of fun that they tried to make this 80-year-old dude like he's in his 20s. Clearly he does not. To me, that was fun. If you're going to put some damn filter on him, or he's not even there, he's dead, and you make it, like, that's nothing. No offense, Paige. You just made that.
Yep.
Like you literally, I just said, make Ed McMahon fire Vince McMahon, and you just made it.
And it's good.
So what is the movies now? They're writing movies playing 15 minutes, filming them in 2 weeks.
Everybody was on strike in Hollywood because what's the point?
I agree.
You know?
So who gets the money? Do you remember the college student in Texas who made the OnlyFans? He was the avatar. Now, he made a hot chick avatar, but she mimicked his moves. Like, he was working it.
See, somebody sent me a TikTok yesterday. I think TikTok now is making it where you have to get on the app to look at them. Because I'm having trouble playing them. But it was a guy that makes videos for women's, not like, you know, tampons or anything, but like female products, like, you know, thing. But he is a guy, but he puts the filter on and he shows all these different videos of him as girls selling shampoo and stuff. And it's this dude, he looks like MCA from Beastie Boys.
Oh, rest in peace.
And he's in the voice, like he's like, watch these videos. He's like, that's me. And then he shows the side by side with the green screen. It's like, I would not have phone sex with people anymore or FaceTime sex. Woo! Got close on that one, Paige. Got real close.
Yeah, this is all, this is creepy.
I didn't even get to the Tony about the movie, though. We can come back and talk about it, but this is going to be Hollywood's first hybrid production with a mix of directors, writers, and editors working along AI specialists. So does that mean they've wrote a script and they're sending it through ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever, and they're like, hey, fix this, make this a home run, you know?
I thought this is what they fought against. Or is this what they wanted to bring in?
The actors, the directors, I mean, some of the hardcore that are out there with the scarves on and the big megaphone, you know, the beret and all that. But most of them would be like, all right, more movies, more movies.
They don't want to deal with
actors. Tarantino would never do it.
No, he wouldn't do it. But these others don't want to deal with
the
actors.
The actors are the football players, are the cattle. You know what I'm saying? The people up in the booths looking down, they don't give a damn.
But they're talking about, you know, like, well, you can't, actors will say you can't teach an AI tone or like a, but you could.
Yeah.
You could teach them how to act. You could, hell, write it in, like, do this.
Yeah. Do them that. Robots, I saw another video yesterday of two robots. They were showing at some mall that they were doing this synchronized dance or whatever. And then they literally just lost it and grabbed TVs that were on the wall, flat screens, and ripped them off the wall.
Well, no, they got hacked.
Them things are going to.
They're not consistent.
You see the kid that got kicked? Yeah,
the clamping power, like, or the grip power on them are like superhuman strength. So, like, if they get a hold of you, they're going to crush you.
I'm going to have to borrow one of those hands for a second. You know?
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. What's this remind me of? Eastbound and Down?
A little bit. Does it remind you of Bonamassa?
Is that who it is?
It is not.
Who is this?
The grandson of B.B. King.
No
Marcus
way.
King. He's not his grandkid.
I was about to say.
Yep.
Marcus King.
From Greenville, South Carolina.
I know. I'd like to talk to that guy.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun to talk to. He'd bring his hot wife with him, too, if he likes.
Say, man, like, what do you think about this town? What's changed? Did you ever get the cheap potato chips?
No, he smokes like a chimney, so the studio might get smoked out when he's in here.
Yeah. His wife, she seems fun.
Oh, yeah.
She seems fun. Now, what doesn't seem fun is AI stuff. I tell you, it's a rabbit hole of plenty. And you can also tell by our text, you can tell, I feel like I figured out the demographic just based off when you talk about AI. Although they say young kids they really hate it. Like, I can't get you know, for years they said, when you do your videos, get a polished video, you know, make sure you have the lighting perfect, you have your name and a cool
Got your transitions.
The transitions. Now they're like, no, guys. They want the unpolished look. They want it like you've just got your cell phone there and you're videoing whatever.
I don't like doing that.
I don't either.
I don't like it when people stop the video, but they don't trim that out.
But I also don't like, I will say this, I like the guy as a person and as a singer. But like, when Jelly Roll got more famouser, he started having like a documentary crew follow him around. And then it, like, the social media wasn't in his hands. It was like from a camera and you got to see him. I don't know. I prefer the other kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, like a first person, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, this AI stuff is starting to creep into the corporate world. Well, I guess you can call it corporate. So I know somebody who's trying to get an interview at a big box retailer.
Yeah.
I won't say which one. But they're about to open a new location.
Oh, do people lose their minds when they open one?
Oh, yeah, women for sure.
Oh, yeah, I know the one.
Might be in Oconee County. I don't know. Just saying.
Might have a dog as a mascot.
So they got an email back that said your interview is scheduled, and they're like thinking, okay, well, I'm going to Zoom call somebody. They have an interview with an avatar, a hiring matrix avatar that's going to interview them.
Okay, my dumb ass thought it was going to be like a blue person at first when you said that.
It's not going to be.
Then I realized.
Not going to be anybody from Blue Man Group either. And I've looked it up because.
What in the world?
People are posting on YouTube their actual interviews when they're doing them with this bot. And it looks just like a real person.
So you just figure out the questions?
Yeah, that's what people were saying. Like, I got hired. Here's how I answered these questions.
I tried to Google what the lines were on the DMV vision test last time I went. I did. Because I remember that's how I found out I needed glasses. Because I failed to. God, I'm about to say an F word so hard today. It's like three times I've went like almost to the sea with it. But
I thought you said rag earlier, but no, I misheard.
I Googled it. I was like, is anybody out there? Is it one of those hacks somebody's put on Reddit or something? With it? No, I couldn't find it. So I had to go get glasses and finally get the thing done.
Usually that information's out there. Somebody's trying to help you out.
Yeah, I know.
But I looked or I watched the bot. You can only tell by the voice. It's broken up. Like, you aren't going to, like, it talks like that.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I got to think of what you told me to say instead of the real thing.
Why do you want to work here?
When your Echo Dot talks,
yeah,
you help me with that. You help me with that. Because I don't make everybody's Echo Dot go off when I say the A word. But when it first started talking, it was very robotic. But now it's kind of smooth. And it
now it's creepy.
Like
does yours whisper to you?
No.
Mine will whisper sometimes. I'll say, hey, cut the lights off. She'll say, no problem.
Whoa, that's
really
weird.
That's creepy.
I was like, if you keep doing that over and over.
Dude, I mean, you know it's good. Like, with that stuff.
Might put a new hole in there.
I know with the Echo Dot one, because that's Amazon and blah, blah, blah. But, like, Grok, that's the one where you can get on there and, like, sex talk with, right?
Yeah, but they're starting to clean that up a lot now, too. Like, you have to be real creative with the filters.
Like, you're just... Like you would be having phone sex with a person. Well, at work, wherever you want to be.
Like that's people
weird.
Like Sophie.
It's very weird.
People like Sophie Rain would get on the her own ex.
And Sophie Rain.
Who is? I forget how old she is, but she's very hot.
I want to look her up.
She gets on the Grok and she'll say, "Hey, put me in a see-through bikini." And then that didn't work anymore, so she had to be like, "Okay, put me in a bikini that." Is non-visible or some crap like that. Like you have to move the words around.
Oh my God.
To get through the filters.
Wow, wait, man.
She's one of the top OnlyFans earners, like in the whole company.
God.
I think she's 22 or 23.
Do you know? Now, maybe this is real. You know what? I do believe this because stuff costs a lot of money. Do you know how much it was reported that this chick that I've never heard of until this moment in my life, I swear to God, do you know how much she made? This is only 2024. We don't have the 2025 numbers. How much money she made 2024 on OnlyFans?
I think I heard this. Was it like $50
million? $43 million.
God almighty.
She was 20 years old.
Dude, Bahad Bahabi.
God.
Made a lot of money. I think she's made at least that much lifetime on there. Now they'll tell you this isn't all just signups. You have to, you know, do. She says some guy gives her like $1 million every so often
for
just like different requests that they have in their DMs.
But how did she become famous? Like, was she just like an influencer girl?
See, that I don't know. Like how it blew up.
Yeah,
because a lot of these aren't promoted. Obviously, hers is now on the X and whatnot, but. So like somebody you know, I know somebody who's got one, and she's like, you know, she makes $5 or $6 grand a month.
So the $1 million guy, this is AI overview, whatever you want to take that for. It's rumored that a mysterious benefactor pays her $1 million a year for nightly FaceTime calls.
God, she's like a sugar baby.
Yeah. But, and then you do what they ask you to do, and that's where you're a sex worker.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have a window for this to, I mean, I assume you have a window. There are older women that are on there as well doing it. Older ex-porn
Older
stars.
Women make better lovers. You remember that song?
That's right.
Older women.
And like, you know, I guess she's capitalizing, but when this goes away, she's got a fat bank to live off of, so.
Yeah. Golly bum, man. That is,
it's got to be tired of keeping up like that. You know,
like, wouldn't you? You know what? I remember the good old days when a hot girl could marry a man with money, and now they can make their own.
Yeah, what's happening, guys?
I'm telling you. Telling Paige, you wouldn't even have to get naked on it. You can penis shame
people. And you know what's good about Paige?
They'll pay
too,
for it.
You have no tattoos. No. So literally, you could go on there. Well, okay. She has freckles.
She was going to get the pink octopus tattoo. We had to talk her out of it.
That boy gave the urinal freckles in there early. Don't even ask how that happened.
It did.
But nevertheless, you could wear like a luchador mask, like a Rey Mysterio mask, like a Penta.
I can
mask.
Wear the penis head mask that I have.
That would not work in that.
The lucha whore.
Lucha
would you
whore.
Do that? The lucha whore.
Lucha whore.
Buenos dias, mis amigos.
Buenos dias.
Oh, bonus dias. You can call it. Yeah, that could be your URL.
Bonus dias.
Oh, man.
God, why didn't we throw this at Felipe the other day and he could have given us. I'm sure he'd have rolled with that for a minute. You know, Butch would have loved that.
Butch, Saul.
Butch was awesome.
Butch has got. I mean, they all are great.
They're
Butch
great.
Has got good Instagram videos, man.
I hope they come back.
I look forward to getting more people in here. There's some big people coming to town we're trying to wrangle.
Like this, so there's this real video of these, what looked to, I don't want to say, non-Americans working on a house on the roof. Have you seen this?
Did I don't
you
think
see
I the, have.
Okay, so Butch put it up there. Butch, God bless it.
Oh, what's Butch's
last name? Carbonaro, what is it? It's a famous cartel name.
What's Butch's last name?
Oh, come on, because when he told me
Juarez.
His last name,
Sinaloa. His last name, Sinaloa.
On, I'm gonna look it up. But anyway, Butch Escobar. Butch Escobar on Instagram. Really good dude, fun guy. Was great in here.
Weak stomach though.
He's in his house. He's like, hey, I'm getting some work done. Those roofers up there, they're really making some noise. You hear this clatter or whatever, and then it shows the real video, and it's these non-American guys fighting on a roof while they're working, and they throw each other off the roof
and still fight when they hit the ground. Look it up, Paige.
God,
it's viral as hell.
Paige, remake that video with Americans this time.
Yeah. All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.